Transport Minister Fikile Mbalula released the 2022 Easter weekend road statistics and provided an update on the extension of driver's license applications. Mbalula said all motorists with expired licenses should renew them before the 5th of May, as no further extension will be allowed.
Driver competence remains one of the most important pillars of our road safety interventions. With only a week left to the final deadline for the extended grace period for renewal of driving license cards that expired between 26 March 2020 and 31st August 2021, we encourage all those who have yet to come forward to renew their licenses to do so without delay. There will be no further extension of the grace period beyond this period. We will step up our law enforcement interventions in order to penalize those who willfully disregard the law and fail to renew their expired licenses, while assisting those with genuine challenges.
He said the driver's license machine is now working 24/7. He also urged drivers to honor their bookings with the department, as some do not show up. The minister said the department has implemented a plan to assist motorists to renew their licenses.
To deal with the expected increase in the demand for services, we are working with Road Management Corporation, RTMC, provincial and local authorities to implement an extensive plan to assist those who will be seeking to renew their licenses. This plan is already operational in all provinces and entails the following elements: extending daily operating hours of the driving license centers by 2 hours during the week and opening on weekends, both Saturday and Sunday, until the 31st of May 2022, allowing walk-ins in addition to online bookings in Gauteng and Eastern Cape, where online bookings are operational until 31st May 2022. In essence, this means that a motorist who show up at the DLTC to renew their license will not be turned away merely because they have not made a booking on the online system.
The minister said the government has mandated a new single card for the country that can be used not only for driving but for other services as well.
So we are moving towards a new driver's license, and South Africa, under President Ramaphosa, has mandated us to look into a single card. When you go for SASSA, when you go for everything, you'll have a single card at your disposal. Now, we know that there are countries who do have this, but it's quite involved, this particular system we are seeking to move towards. At the present moment, we are at work to get a new driver's license, so that you don't have a problem to wait for your driver's license for days in terms of the card. It should be just like Home Affairs. That is where you get your ID card within a period of, probably smart card within a period of 2 weeks. If you are moving from the old green ID, barcoded ID, to the new smart one, it doesn't take long. So we are moving also away from this. From the Department of Transport point of view, we have to move. We don't have a choice. Because if we don't move, the machine and the capability we have at our disposal cannot carry us any longer.
For Times Live Podcast, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.